Hello. How's everybody doing this morning? Come on in. All right. Who is ready to talk about private coaching? Y'all, I'm so excited about this. Love it. Give me some thumbs up. Give me some hearts. Come in and say hi in the chat. I am Coach Betsy, and I'm going to be bringing up three other coaches with me. Coach Julie is going to be in the chat, just kind of checking in there. This is going to be so fun today, y'all. Okay, let me bring up. Focus, Betsy, focus. So Julie, there she comes. Get y'all all on the screen here. Good morning.
Good morning.
I can't believe how long your hair is getting.
I can't believe it either. It's the longest it's been in like 40 years.
Oh my gosh.
Really?
That's kind of me too. I haven't had my hair this long in a long time. Hello, Miss Lisa. Yeah.
Hi, Lisa.
Hello.
And here comes Judith. We got the dream team going on today.
Oh yeah. Somebody mentioned my background. So this is the new house and no paint and no art. So, you know, you just get the trees though. Yes.
Beautiful.
Dang.
All right. How y'all doing? Get all the willies out here.
All okay. In. Good.
Let's talk about private coaching. So, So Julie is going to just kind of keep an eye on the chat. And there's my friend Linda from Arkansas. She's always here in the call. We're Arkansas buddies. And if y'all have any specific questions about private coaching, no BS private coaching, you can put those in the Q&A. I'll kind of keep an eye on that. But hopefully we're just going to have fun today, have a little convo, and hopefully we'll get most of your questions answered. And yeah, just see if any of you all are interested and any of y'all on the fence about private coaching, maybe you've been thinking about it, and we'll get all these questions answered and get you off the fence, you know, because you know what we say, it like hurts your butt and stuff to be sitting on the fence.
Oh, Robin just called you out and said, change your name, Coach Betsy.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you. Sorry, forgot. I was all excited. All right. So while I'm doing that, Julie, why don't you just get started and just kind of introduce yourself, and then we'll go around the room real quick. Just a quick little intro, maybe how long you've been with No BS, maybe one thing you love about private coaching, working with your clients and things like that.
Super. So I am Coach Julie. I have been a No BS coach for 2 years and like 5 months, unbelievably. When I became an OBS woman in 2019, I signed up to coach with an OBS coach, and my OBS coach was Coach Betsy. So it comes full circle sometimes here at OBS. I love working with my clients really on anything, but just the diversity of the challenges that OBS women have. Everything from sex and relationships, which is one of my specialties, but really the idea that, you know, there's any sort of limitation that you have at all. Like, I love to knock down the barriers of limitations and like self-judgment. So those are some of the things I love to coach on. What about one of you guys?
Yeah, Lisa, you're kind of below Julie in my screen. So why don't you go next?
Okay, so I'm Coach Lisa, and I've been a coach with No BS for over a year now. I love the private coaching. It's a lot of the same things that Coach Julie said. Just it's so interesting to meet with women on a weekly basis and really get to know them and really get to understand their minds and see what's going on. I coach right now my clients. I have coach on everything. Most of them start sort of with weight loss, but a lot of business coaching, a lot of relationship coaching, stuff like that. And it's just so interesting to be able to show them how to use the No BS tools, for them, like in a way that works in their life and how to really integrate it into whatever they're trying to do. And I have clients that are in their 20s and I have clients that are in their 80s. So, and all in between. So it's really kind of cool to get to know so many of them in the membership.
All right, Judith.
Hey, so I'm Coach Judith. It will be 3 years in July. I could try to do the math and subtract it back, but it'll be 3 years soon that I have been a coach with No BS. I was a member before I was a coach. So what's my favorite thing about coaching is really establishing an intimate relationship, I feel like, with my clients and helping them reach their goals. And much like what Lisa said, my clients will start out with the intent for weight loss. And weight loss is always hopefully the strategic byproduct, as we like to say. But it is a lot of relationship working, a lot of grief working, I do have several clients I coach on business as well. Just whatever the client is needing at that particular time. A lot of executive women who are looking for that support, who need that diverse a coach who can help support them all around. So I like to think that that's my favorite thing, is what the client needs.
Yes. Awesome. So I'll join in here. Like, gosh, I've been doing, y'all, I'm about to come up on my 5-year anniversary with No BS. So again, can't believe it. Time flies when you're having fun most of the time. So I guess what I really love about kind of what Lisa was saying, where you really get to know someone, you know, that's really a benefit of private coaching if you are able to take advantage of it, is that, you know, you don't have to give it your whole backstory and stuff when you're working privately with a coach. They know you, they know your spouse, they know your kids, they kind of know what's going on. And so you can really kind of go deeper quicker with private coaching a lot of times, because you really do already have kind of the details down. And so, yeah, I just love working with my clients every week, getting to know them and really just meeting them where they are on that call during the week, and just like zoning in on something to work on and just making a difference, you know, right there, just helping them really, really help themselves just right there in that moment and meeting them wherever they are. So I love it. I love it. All right. So here's what we're going to do today. So we are, all four of us are just going to be here just to answer questions and things like that. But I thought we'd do something fun today where we're going to talk about, we talked about kind of some of you all may be on the fence with private coaching, and you maybe have some, you know, just some questions or some concerns. And we've come up with a few of the common things that we hear about from No BS women who are thinking about private coaching, but they're just not sure if it's right for them. And so I thought it'd be fun for each of us to kind of take one of those and talk about them. And then we may be hearing from some clients, some private clients. I know there's Holly. Is Holly one of y'all's?
Yeah.
Is that yours, Lisa? Okay. So Holly's got her hand raised, so we're going to hear from her in a minute. And anybody else who is a private client inside of No BS, if you're in the chat and you want to either raise your hand and come on and talk about what you love about private coaching, or if you want to post something in the chat or in the Q&A, we'll be keeping an eye on that. Yes. And then I'll also just towards the end, just kind of give y'all all the details. I'll share the website with you real quick and just kind of show you where you can find out more information. But I'm telling y'all, I was reviewing that website, the webpage, and Julie, if you want to stick it in there now, it's got everything you need to know about private coaching on that site at nobswomen.com. You go down to Ask Coaches and Private Coaching, which is kind of over on the left-hand side menu, and you can, I can't imagine there's not an answer to your question on that page. So that's there for you as well. So that's what we're going to do. So this is going to be fun because everybody hasn't picked their thing they want to talk about yet, but I'm going to just throw them out here and see which one y'all want to pick and kind of talk about. So what we hear often from some No BS women is when they're thinking about private coaching and they're still on the fence, they tell us, I don't think I'm worth the money, and I'm afraid I'm going to fail again. Mm-hmm. So who wants to grab that one?
Well, I think that is a common question presentation that women will present with. And I'd like to challenge that and call bullshit on that because I was at a pelvic floor, getting my pelvic floor worked on the other day, and I was hating it. I was hating every minute of it while I was there, you know, And my therapist said to me, like, she put her hand on my shoulder and she was like, Judith, what is the problem? And I was like, you know, it's just so crazy that I have to be here and do this. And, you know, I didn't have to be there. I chose to be there. I needed some work. And she said, you know, you spend money on your hair. You spend money on your fingernails. You spend money on your clothes. I've seen you. You spend money on your house. Why don't you want to spend money on taking care of your body? Which to me, this is the same principle, right? Like, I needed a service that she could provide. And so if we translate that into coaching, thinking about why wouldn't you spend this money on yourself if it's something that you need and you think that's going to benefit and enhance your life? And ultimately, that's what life coaching, weight loss coaching with Novius coaches is all about, is enhancing your life. And we could get into talking about the root cause of, but, you know, thinking about, like, is this really a financial problem or is this a self-esteem problem? Like, taking a chance on yourself and being willing to move forward and make the decision and think about the possibilities that this could open up for your life.
Yeah. Anybody else got some thoughts on that one? I don't think I'm worth the money.
I mean, that's like the perfect time to do it, right?
That's what I was going to say. I was like, of course, like, you know, how my favorite thought these days is, of course I would think that, you know, of course I would think that. Right. And like, of course I think I'm afraid I'm going to fail again. You know, because that's just normal. Those are normal thoughts that we think, but does that, you know, is that a good enough reason to not do it if you're able to, and you really want to? Yeah. All right. Let's do this one. This was an interesting one. This is something else we've heard. All of the tools inside the membership should be enough for me to achieve my goals.
I love this one. I love this one because we literally like put our five-year-olds in front of a teacher for like 18 years. We're not like, here's it all the information. Like, they should be able to teach themselves. They should be able to learn it all. This is such a normal part of life. Like, we all learn from people. We all need support in different ways at different times of our life. We do not question that ever for our entire lives. And then all of a sudden, when it comes to your brain, we have all this judgment about what we should and shouldn't be able to do. There are tools, and a coach can really help you sort them, use the ones that are pertinent to you, let go of the ones that aren't. It's totally normal in life to need support. And so just because there's tons of tools doesn't mean you totally understand how to put them together and make them work for you. And we expect to need help throughout our entire lives from birth to death. But there's something about the human brain that we're just like, no, I should know.
How's that working for you, right?
Exactly. That's like my big question in life. Like, how's that working for you?
I think that's Dr. Phil, but I've decided I'm gonna own that one. So
yeah, when you need help, you ask for help in every other fat. Like, when I can't lift something, I ask someone to lift it. It's the same concept. Like, let's lift it together and work on it and figure out what tools really make sense for you, because NoBS is so customizable. We don't always like understand exactly how to customize it for ourselves. Betsy, you helped me do it. I've lost 89 pounds now, and I am still working on getting to my goal. But like, it helped to have you sort through like different things and drop things that just didn't make sense to me and really enhance using things that did.
Yeah, that's really something that we can do in private coaching. Where, like, you know, as coaches, we're not up in all your drama, right? We're not up in your spinning and all that kind of stuff. I had a client this morning that was like, I'm spinning. And it's like, I'm over here, you know, kind of, you know, observing the spin, right? And I can see it with, you know, with my logical brain. And we can really help you just clean things up and really just simplify things for you, because we're able to take the drama out of it and just see the facts of the situation. And that's sometimes the best gift that we can give to our clients. So I wanted to read something that I saw that kind of addresses this. That's part of the private coaching webpage that's at nobswomen.com. It's part of the FAQ section down at the bottom, but I was kind of reviewing this morning. And the question was, do I need private coaching? And I just want to read this to y'all because I think it's just so powerful. And like, I think we need to make this a more prominent part of the webpage because it's down here in the bottom in the FAQs. And it says, do I need private coaching? You don't need it, but you may want it. Everyone is on a different journey. Think of it like joining a gym. I love this example. You go in and walk on the treadmill, take a couple of classes and start seeing some results. You love what you're seeing and the success you're creating for yourself, but you also decide it might be time to level up. You realize you want a personal trainer. You want more accountability. You want to become more consistent. You want to be pushed a little bit. You feel like you want that push because you might not be pushing yourself. This is what private coaching is. It is what it is for no BS women who want an extra little push. And so I just thought that was a great way of kind of explaining private coaching that might help some of you all. And think of it like it's like a personal trainer for your brain. That's really what we are.
I would add to that too, that I think the people that when we say it that way, that, well, I have all the tools, I should be able to use them. The thing is, sometimes you just don't know what you don't know. And we tend to use that stuff against ourselves. Like we're totally using it against ourselves, which is what is actually blocking us from using the tools in an effective way, like Julie said, for us. We think that here's the way the tools are presented, and so that's the way I have to use them or I'm failing. And that's just not the case. We can help people see how to find that success for themselves in their personal lives.
So, totally, Lisa. And there's so many no BS tools. We're all different phases of our lives, have different situations. Every single tool doesn't apply to each of us. And so just because they exist and they have value doesn't mean there's an expectation you have to use it.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Awesome. All right. I know several of you all are kind of asking how you find the right coach for you and if you can choose your coach and all that kind of stuff. We'll address that in just a little while. I'll kind of talk more about how that process works. And so when we kind of get into the details of the of how private coaching works. But we've got a couple of more things that we've heard from no BS women. And this is one I want to address. And actually, Marcy posted a question in the Q&A kind of about this. And so what we hear is 25 minutes a week. So for those of you all who don't know, with private coaching, you can have up to one 25-minute session, just like, being on Zoom one-on-one with your coach every week. And so we hear 25 minutes a week can't be enough to make any progress. And Marcy says, I know I want to do private coaching, but my accounting brain can't get over the cost for a 25-minute weekly session. I talk to other women that say it is all it's all worth it. Is there anything that I can do to help me jump that hurdle? And I'm going to help you, Marcy. As all the coaches know, I'm assuming y'all are going to nod your heads, private coaching is way more than just our 25-minute session per week, right? that is definitely where we connect with you, via Zoom every week, but there's so much else that's involved in private coaching. I mean, and just within the 25-minute session, we often talk to you all about things that, we give you homework, we give you maybe a course, one of our NoBS courses to start, we give you some journaling prompts. We, just do all kinds of different things that, that then you will take away from that 25-minute session and work on during the week. But then we also have our interaction via Slack, which is our messaging app that we use. And all of the coaches check that app 5 days a week. And there is so much coaching that happens during that time. Isn't that right, coaches? I mean, it is... there's so much that, when my clients take advantage of all of that interaction during the in between the sessions, they get their results so much quicker. They just get so much more awareness quicker because they're really doing the work in between sessions as well. And so that is absolutely, part of the the price of admission into private coaching is, I mean, that's just such a valuable part of private coaching. And then we also have some really cool perks with our private Facebook page that is available to you as a private coaching member. We also have our bi-weekly private coaching newsletter that I'm going to give you all a little sneak peek on here in a minute. So just all kinds of different things that are available to you. Do y'all have anything else you want to add?
I would address the topic that they're talking about in the chat right now, because I am Canadian, the one Canadian coach. And I learned a tough lesson in January, February, because I decided I was sick of Canadian winters and decided to go to Florida. And I worked from Florida. It was lovely. I have too have been one of those people that always had a bit of an issue with, we have this exchange rate. Everything we pay is 30% higher when we're using Canadian dollars. What I learned, though, this tough lesson when I was in Florida, was that everything I bought down there cost the same, except that I was paying in US dollars. So when I was down south, I was paying 30% more for everything. Whereas if I was at home, I would have been saving that amount. So I've always had that argument that, well, I have to pay in US dollars. But honestly, it's not, it just isn't as valid anymore, because when I was down there, everything else is costing you guys so much more. Sorry to tell you, but so the coaching is actually costing you less. It's not that bad. So that would be what I would say about that.
And often when we're really focusing in on the cost, now we obviously know people have budgets, people have priorities and things like that, and you want to look at that. But often when you're kind of, you know, focusing in on the price, it's often coming from a thought of, I don't think I'm worth it. I'm afraid I'm going to fail. I'm afraid it's not going to work. And that's really where you want to, you know, you want to journal on that. You want to, you know, you could reach out to Ask Coaches and ask about that before you decide. And so that's just something to think about as well. Get curious about.
And I think that Holly could actually probably, when she comes on, speak to that whole time thing too, because I think that was one thing that was a concern for her earlier on. And so she may have something to say as well about that.
Okay. That's what we're going to bring up, Holly, in just a minute. But we got one more thing. And Lisa, I think you wanted to kind of address this. Something else that we've heard from Nobius Women on the Fence about private coaching. I want to work on something else besides weight loss. Can you help me?
Yeah. And I think we kind of talked about that at the beginning as we told what we coach on, that we don't just coach on weight loss. We sure can. We can coach the heck out of that. But so much of our weight loss journey is just about your life. It's about your relationships. It's about your side hustles. It's about what else you're trying to achieve and where you're trying to go with things. So, you know, and it affects how you show up at work, whether you ask for promotions or not, that kind of thing. And I mean, I've seen so much growth in so many of my clients in that area that it's just, it's incredible. So do you need to want to coach on weight loss? No. You can come in and not have a weight loss question at all for us, but that's often even great, because if somebody is doing the weight loss one way, we can help them figure out how to apply that to whatever it is they do want to get traction in. So
I just want to add too, like weight loss and weight loss success, if your goal is to lose weight, is totally tied to the things that are happening in your life that you're thinking about. So like, no matter what your stress point is in your life, like that's probably how you're thinking and experiencing that is like one of the things that's affecting your weight loss journey. And so, you know, each of us, like I know Judith, you coach a lot on trauma and emotion related stuff. I coach a lot on sex and relationships because I have that additional certification. Unbelievably working on sex and relationships. And you guys could speak to this on the other topics. Unbelievably, the people who work on that end up really having results on the scale when we were not working on weight loss at all, but ultimately in working on that topic and affecting it, the byproduct of that was like working into weight loss success.
Yeah. Something else I coach a lot on is time and time management, things like that. That's another common area of people's lives that, again, is directly related to, you know, so often we're overeating, we're, you know, wanting to check out because we think we don't have time, we think we're too busy, all that kind of stuff. What else do we coach on a lot? That's
business. I've had a lot of medical professionals work, but also like, there's no one thing. You don't have to like write in. You may have goals, but you don't have to say like, I want to work on sex and relationships. And then that's the only thing you talk about. You just sign up. You are a weight loss client for NoBS. And then maybe you do a few appointments on your marriage or your partner or your boss and your thoughts about your promotion or lack thereof. You know, there's no rules. You're not stuck coaching on one topic.
Well, and also you don't have to know, you know, what area of your life that you're struggling with that may be. I mean, it's going to come out in private coaching. That's how good we are, right, y'all, with our coaching, is that we get, you know, we're able to peel back those layers. We're able to get to the heart of the matter very quickly with our clients. When we're working with them every week, when we're working in Slack in the in-between time, we're really able to see like, okay, this is really where the connection is. And so we can zone in on that very quickly and get to work. So love it. All right. Well, I'm so excited. I want to bring Holly up now and we're just going to have her. I've already been seeing her in the chat and we're just going to bring her up and kind of see where she is with private coaching and just kind of get her, pick her brain a little bit on what she loves about private coaching. So Holly, you are coming on up here. Hold on. I thought I was. Let's see. There she comes. All right. There she is. I'm going to ask you to unmute. There we go. Oh, wait. Let me ask you to unmute. Can't hear you. There we go.
Hello. My name is I'm coming down with a cold.
we can hear you. We can hear you a little bit. So, all right. Well, thanks so much for coming on and welcome. And I would just love to hear, and if coaches, if y'all have any other questions for, but I just love to hear kind of about your experience in private coaching, what progress you've made and just kind of, and maybe kind of starting out with why you decided to sign up.
Yeah. So I decided to sign up. I had worked with a therapist for around 12 years and I just got to a point where I felt like we kind of accomplished and got as far as we probably could in that amount of time. And I wanted to try something new and just get a new perspective, work more on future thinking versus like my past. And after being a member of NoBS for 2 years, I thought, why not try, for a year probably at that point, why not try working with one of Corinne's coaches? Because I like the style of the program so much and the approach and the thought work that I had done on my own. I thought, well, why not try private coaching? Because it could only expand on what I learned so far on my own. And it has.
Yes. And so what have you been working with? You work with Lisa, correct?
Yep. Lisa's my coach.
So what have you all been working on recently?
Business.
Business. Okay. Yeah.
Yep. So I have, I'm a consultant in the tech industry. And then I also have a podcast that I had put on hold for about a year. I had all these shitty thoughts around like, well, it didn't really work the first time, or I didn't get the success that I thought I should have got. And I just put it on hold. I got frustrated with it the first time around. And I think there is also some just shame and embarrassment around like quitting as well. Mm-hmm. So that was one of the things I wanted to work through and kind of relaunch. But there was just so many thoughts in my head just in resistance that was keeping me from wanting to relaunch it. So by working with Lisa and I started working together in August. And so from August to February, we worked on my thoughts around this podcast and around many other things along the way as well. And I just started to recognize a lot of my own personal patterns. We use a lot of the tools that Corinne talks about in her program, but it's customized to me and my situation. So I think that's the part of personal coaching that you can't get from downloading modules and journaling. Lisa sees my patterns and is able to call them out and help me work through them that I might not recognize on my own.
Yes, yes. And so did you also come to private coaching for weight loss as well? Are you working on that as well?
You know, I pretty much have reached my goal weight. I'm within about 4 pounds of like where I really want to be. So we talk about that as well. 4 pounds to Queen's Club. And there's definitely a correlation, right, between my thoughts around my business, my thoughts around, you know, losing those last couple 4 pounds. So we do talk about that, but I find that the business piece is definitely my priority usually. But then I find myself applying the same thoughts when I think about food and weight loss as well.
Yes, that's such a great example, right? Of you know, just how there's connections. Everything is connected, right? Mm-hmm. And but yeah, with some of our clients, I mean, we definitely are focusing in on weight loss and helping them, you know, just be as successful as they are with that. But again, it's just everything in your life is kind of all connected. So does any of the rest of y'all have any questions for Holly? Or Lisa, you just kind of want to talk about kind of your experience working with her?
Yeah. Holly's been great.
Sometimes I don't feel like I'm very great though. I come in and I just like say all the things, and then like Lisa helps me like piece things together. And I sometimes feel like I'm being a victim, or I'm like being, you know, anyway, keep going, Lisa. Yeah. I don't feel like I'm always very great, but that's the beauty of it.
Some of those are some of, I think, our best sessions though. And Holly will come in and she'll have a little bit of an attitude and she'll be stuck in her way in that moment. And then we'll start going and then she'll just be like, oh yeah. Okay. Yes. Right. Like it's just, it is that, you know, I've had clients say it's like that bright spot in their day where like they know that, okay, they can come in with whatever is going on and we can help them see what's actually going on and what's actually important to them because we know them so well. So mm-hmm. I think that's kind of cool. And I know, yeah, I guess the only other thing we were going to talk about too is that at one point you have said, well, Holly, you have said about the time. And then, and I know you've even way back when you would come into a session and say, we don't have enough time.
Yeah.
And then, thing you know, we would have coached on like 4 different things. And she's like, holy crap, we still have like 2 minutes left. What happened?
Yeah. I mean, it goes quick. And because of the financial investment, I make the most I can of those 25 minutes. I think about what I want to talk about with Lisa in advance. Sometimes I'll send her a list, or sometimes I'll have a list in my phone or on my notebook so that I don't just come in empty handed or like without an agenda of what I want to get out of the session. So I think because it is a significant financial investment, it's in my best interest to make sure I'm using the time to my advantage and getting the most out of it. And that's on me.
Yeah, I think that's a really good point is that, you know, we will show up, you know, for you. And, you know, sometimes I have clients who just, you know, who got nothing right when we get on. And that's, you know, us as coaches, we can, you know, we'll find something to talk about and we will do our jobs. But yeah, like if you want to really get the results that you want, you come prepared, right, to your mm-hmm. sessions and know what you want to talk about. And that's, you know, those are my clients who get the most results or the ones who really put in the effort to be prepared for the sessions for sure. And then, you know, take advantage of that Slack interaction in between time as well, you know, if you want to. So.
And I think part of it was to, like, we did a tiny bit of coaching on that at one point about the whole time thing. Mm-hmm. And I think once that sunk in a little bit, then we weren't, I want to say wasting time, but you know what I mean? We actually do get laser focused and yeah. then always have time to spare because yeah. we do get to exactly what you want.
Yep.
We don't leave things behind and we'll touch on so many topics.
Totally. And there's not a lot of time. Like you're really good, Lisa, about not overanalyzing stuff. Like you're really good at like, because we have the 25 minutes, you help me stay focused and not go awry, because as I tend to do sometimes. So I think we don't spin on things. I share something and then we kind of quickly get to like a path.
Yeah. There's a question actually in the chat for you.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you, someone asked you, Holly, what did you originally sign up for private coaching for?
I think I was feeling just really just stuck in terms of my business. I didn't know where I wanted to take it. I knew I had this idea of launching season two of my podcast, but I was really scared of launching it. I had a lot of doubt around doing it. And I was looking for someone to help hold me accountable and to help me work through the thoughts I was having about it, because I knew deep down this is a passion that I had, and I just wanted some help getting through all the resistance I was putting on myself. And I wasn't getting anywhere on my own doing it, right? I wanted a partner in figuring that out.
All right. There's also a really interesting question. I want to see if you have an answer, Holly. Have you ever been surprised in a session that what you thought was a problem was actually something else? How did the coach help you get there? I think that's an interesting question.
Lisa asks me a lot, why are you making this a problem? And that, like, Lisa has a lot of like one-liners that I just that now stick in my head. And like, I find myself, and I hope I'm answering the question, but I find myself, you know, looking at a problem, if you will. And I find myself asking, like, why am I making this problem a problem? And if I were 100% vested in solving this problem, what would I do? And those are two Lisa-isms that I've gotten out of coaching that I've been able to apply in many areas of my life, not just in that session around the topic, one topic. Does that answer the question?
Yes, absolutely. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for jumping on with us. And we just love, you know, hearing from, you know, real life clients. And I want to point out that Holly mentioned she's worked with Lisa for what, about 6 months or so, 6-7 months. And so, yeah, I mean, most of our clients are, you know, work with us, you know, for a while. Right. And of course, you know, we always just assume we're going to work with y'all forever. So we just,
I know.
You
know. Me too. Like, I can't imagine not working with Lisa now. Like, this is a very important part of my self-development and growth. So thank you, Lisa, too.
You're so welcome. Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Holly. I'm going to put you back down. Okay. Appreciate it so much for coming on with us. All right. Well, we got some questions to answer, y'all. And so I'm going to share my screen real quick and bring up the website just so we can look at that real quick and then get these questions answered before we get out of here. So here we go. There we are. All right. Do y'all see the website? Y'all see it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. So this is, let me just kind of, I like to always direct y'all exactly where to go. Actually, let me make this a little bit bigger. So here's our beautiful website. And as I mentioned earlier, you go down to Ask Coaches and Private Coaching, and then you will go to the private coaching page for all the information that you need. And so here's almost all of us. Lisa wasn't quite there yet, but she's part of our team for sure. So, all the information you need. Someone had asked in the Q&A about whether maybe possibly your insurance would cover your private coaching or maybe part of your private coaching. And we have information here on that. The answer is maybe. The answer is hopefully. So we definitely have, I think probably all of us have clients who have been able to take advantage of their employees or employer, you know, insurance to pay for private coaching. So that's definitely something you can check with your, you know, with your employer on. There's a little short little video from Corinne that just kind of introduced things. And then I think this is really good, this little section here that just talks about kind of why private coaching. We've talked a lot about all this today, but it just gives you that privacy. That's something I think we haven't talked about. Some, you know, we all have clients who just aren't comfortable, you know, getting on a group coaching call, and they just really want that private time with a coach. And so that can be your amazing reason for signing up for private coaching. Gives you that me time. You know, we give you that push. So it's just all kinds of amazing reasons. Let's see, we've talked about kind of how it all works and how we can really help you get results. And then here's all of our amazing coaches. So some of you all have asked about kind of, can I choose my coach, or, you know, who might be a good fit for me as a coach? And, you know, what if it's not a good fit? Can I switch? And all kinds of questions like that. And so the answer is absolutely, we will work with you on all of that. As head coach, I work with private coaching clients on really finding the best fit for them. And so what happens when you sign up is that you fill out a little form and talks about what you want to work on. And there's a little section, a little question at the bottom that just basically asks if you have any additional information you want us to know. And that's where you can talk about any coaches that you might be interested in working with, you know, anything that any kind of, you know, just interest that you may have. And then I take that information and work with you on making the best fit for you in private coaching. I truly believe several things. I truly believe all of our coaches are amazing. I'm sure y'all agree. Everyone is amazing. As coaches, we are trained to coach on anything. And so, for example, like, you know, I don't have children, but I coach parents and parenting all the time. So we can really coach on any topic, and that's what we're trained to do as coaches, because everything is just, you know, a fact out there in your life, and you have a thought about it, and we help you kind of point that out. So, but again, you may have a coach that you're interested in working with, and so you can definitely let us know, and we'll help you make the best fit. But I will tell you, I also have a belief that you're just meant to get who you're meant to get. And so, it's like a universe, you know, fate kind of thing. I don't know, maybe. So, but again, if it's ever not a good fit, if you ever, you know, want to talk about that, then we definitely will work with you on that as well. So no worries there. So, all right. So here are all of our beautiful, amazing coaches. And then I've got my video. I'm going to replace today's video this with today's video, but this was one I did a few months ago. And then we've got some really good, testimonials down here from other private clients. And then we've just got a few details. And so that's kind of what I want to talk about now before we get out of here. I've got a little fancy dancy little sheet here. Oops, what happened? Hold on. Oh my gosh, I'm pushing things. I can't get it down. Shoot, hold on, y'all. What happened to my?
Are you looking for the newsletter?
No, I'm looking for my document. There we go. All right. I wanted to just kind of give you all the details of private coaching. I couldn't get my little document to open up. As we mentioned before, weekly one-on-one calls with your coach. Daily written interaction with your coach if you choose to participate. And we really do, you know, we always say, and Corinne has always said this, we're not babysitters, right? And we ain't coming to chase you down. But if you bring stuff to us in the Slack app, we will help you, right? But we really take your lead on that, and it's what you bring to us. I do want to show you the private coaching Facebook group. That's up here as well. Our fancy little Facebook group. And this is a great place to connect with other No BS women who are in private coaching. You can find an accountability group or an accountability partner. You can just reach out for ideas on stopping at enough, or, you know, all kinds of just great ideas. It's just a smaller group of people that you can really just get to know. And these are all women who are in private coaching. It's totally optional, but it is just another little perk that we have for private coaching. And then, Judith, here is the newsletter. This is this week's newsletter for, which is also a fun little thing that we do inside of private coaching. And Coach Julie did the amazing Coach's Nugget. So every 2 weeks, a new newsletter comes out. Coach Yesenia writes our newsletter, and she's so good at it. And there is a nugget from a different coach every week. And I listened to this nugget. Have y'all listened to it yet, Lisa or Judith? Yeah. It's amazing. So we all just do a little nugget, and it's just something that maybe we've been thinking about, something we've been working on with one of our clients, something that we've been working on in our own journey. And it's just a little nugget to give you something to take with you in your week. And so, and this is only for private coaching members. The larger membership doesn't get to see this newsletter or see these or hear these nuggets. So that is just another fun thing. And then this week was also, you got to read about Coach MJ's success story. And so it's just a really neat behind the scenes on what her story is. She tried, done every diet on the planet. And it was just such a neat story to read about her journey and how far she's come. So, but yeah, that is another thing that we have inside of private coaching. So y'all, oh my gosh, why do I keep doing this? All right. So the Facebook group, the newsletter, and next level results is the bottom line. So what does it cost? So the way that it works is that we really want you to commit to an initial 3 months with private coaching. I'll quote Corinne again, we don't want tire kickers, right? We don't want people who are just like, let me see how it goes. We want you to really make a 3 month commitment to private coaching. And it's amazing what you can get done in that a lot in that amount of time. But I tell you what, a lot of times we're just getting started after 3 months. And that's why most of our clients stay far beyond that period of time. And it's $14.97. And then if you just continue to stay with us, you just automatically roll over into a month to month option after that for $4.97 a month. And so, and then you can just cancel at any time. But I will tell you, I have members now that, clients that I've worked with for years, and I know all the other coaches would agree that I will always have a coach. We always need someone to see to see our thoughts, right? To help us see our thoughts that aren't all up in our drama, and we'll just never have all of our thoughts figured out, right? We really need someone always to be able to help us with that. So we will all work with you as long as you want to work together. So, all right, that is what I've got. Coaches, do we have any other questions that haven't been answered?
So we have a couple questions in the Q&A. Does someone need to be planning doing most of the things consistently or at all before signing up for private coaching? And the answer to that is you don't have to be, but Betsy just talked about it, right? Like, we're not babysitters. So when you sign up for private coaching and you come to your first appointment, you do not suddenly miraculously do all the things. You're still the same person you were before that. So you're responsible for yourself either way.
Yes.
If you are a person who doesn't need to do all the things, you can still get tons from private coaching.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's like, we definitely, when you sign up, we definitely encourage you, if you are working on weight loss, that you review the No BS weight loss course, you know, as you're starting and things like that. But again, I know we've all have clients who are, you know, at the beginning of their weight loss journey, in the middle, they're in maintenance and they're just working on maintaining, all of the above. And so there are no rules around, you know, when you start private coaching. It's just when you are ready and when you sign up. So simple as that. Let's see. How do you set us up to live life and succeed once coaching stops? So I will just go back to what I said a minute ago. Coaching doesn't ever have to stop because, for me, it won't ever stop. I'll always be working with someone. But if you do need to leave private coaching, that's really what we can definitely help set you up with a plan and goals moving forward. And that's really what we do as part of the ending of private coaching. But again, we'll stay with you for as long as you want to. There's not it's not like it's a goal to eventually, you know, end private coaching and be able to go off on your own. And I mean, because again, it's like, you'll always need someone to see your thoughts and things like that. So it's just, but you know, of course we have all kinds of resources inside the regular membership as well, but it's not a problem, right? That you continue to work with a coach. I mean, it's just, again, it's something I'll always do. I don't know. Y'all have any thoughts, other thoughts about that?
No, I guess not. I do want to answer the next question though.
Okay. Yeah.
Carla said, do you see clients lose weight faster using private coaching? So first of all, is faster better? And what do you make faster mean? Because I help my clients create permanent weight loss. So I don't put an emphasis on fast or slow. Like, I want their mindset to be such that if weight loss is their goal, they accomplish it and they don't gain their weight back. And so I don't know that I feel comfortable commenting on faster or slower. What I do know is they can work on their mindset in a different way because there's two of us working on it together as opposed to just one person. And so there can be great success when two people are supporting one person making changes in their mindset to make permanent weight loss change.
Well said.
Yeah. Yes. There were a few questions here in the chat. There's several questions just kind of about, will my insurance help pay and things like that? I really want you all to go to the private coaching page because there is that right up at the top. There is that little handout that we give you on kind of a step-by-step guide on how to kind of find out. But the bottom line is you will need to talk with your insurance company, Medicare, whatever it is, to see if they, you know, if it qualifies. And so, and, you know, how to get a letter from your doctor and things like that. So there was a good question is, if you're working on a relationship, can you bring your significant other to a session? So the private coaching that we do is only for no BS women. And so we only do one-on-one coaching, you know, as of right now. Who knows what the future might bring, but that's what we do right now. But we can help you if you do want to do, you know, if you do want any resources or referrals in terms of couples coaching, things like that, we could definitely help you with that. Another thing that reminds me, I think Holly mentioned that she had been in therapy and things like that. I know that all of us have clients who are in coaching and in therapy, or maybe they've been in therapy in the past and they've moved on to coaching. So that is something that's very, very normal and very common as well. That clients can be, you know, receiving services from multiple different, you know, providers, and coaching can be one of them. So it's definitely, and everything can be so complimentary. And I'm just thinking of a specific client I have who I just always think she has this amazing circle of people around her that are supporting her. And I am, you know, I get to be one of those people. So it's really great to think about how all of these services can kind of work together for members. So, all right.
We have another fun question, you guys. Okay. Somebody said, I think I'm going to be a terrible student if I don't follow my plan, overeat, or don't see the scale go down. Any shifts you guys suggest for that? What I think is funny is that's like evidence that you're going to be a great student, because literally those are all the things you're going to work on. So this was an anonymous asker, for sure you should sign up, because literally that is like the dream client. The person who's like willing to come in and be like, I'm not following my plan. I'm overeating. I'm not seeing the scale go down and letting all that drama come up in the appointment.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, I saw that and I was like, ooh, let's go. We've got all kinds of, you know, meaty stuff to work on. And so you are perfect for private coaching. So, all right. Someone asked about the difference between, the difference between coaching and therapy. And so does anybody else want to answer that? Or I'll Judith, what about you?
Well, my thoughts are like therapy is for someone who is really like wanting to investigate further in their life, do a lot of talk therapy and exploring kind of the past, whereas coaching is much more forward thinking and setting goals and moving forward, like thinking of one area where you're trying to become more functional in life. That would be with therapy, whereas with coaching is where you have worked through that past and you're ready to move forward.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah, I would just expand more to say, yeah, exactly what Judith said, but that it's one is if you're really just not functioning with something or day-to-day life activities, if something has gone on that you need to talk about that, that's really what I think what therapy is for. And for us, we're going to help you thrive in your life and help you go after anything you possibly could even not even imagine yet, maybe, but anything you want. We're there for it.
Today and future forward, future focus. Today and future focus.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Moving forward. So, All right, y'all, we are going to get out of here. This was so much fun. I think we got your questions answered, but if you have any further questions, you can always, you can take them to Ask Coaches. You can email support. I'm just going to give you all the things because, you know, we'll get your questions answered for sure. But I definitely want you all to, if you really are interested, be sure and review that whole page at nobswomen.com, our private coaching page. Cause again, almost all the questions are, I didn't see a question that wasn't answered on there, especially, and be sure to scroll all the way down to that FAQ. And we would love to see some of you all inside private coaching. And again, yes, this replay will be posted on our website under the replays page, just with like all the other calls and trainings that we do. And then I'll also be posting it on the private coaching page, and so that you can review it there as well. So, all right, coaches, what are your final? We'll go around and have kind of our final words here. Julie.
Just invest in yourself, regardless of private coaching or any other thing. Like, you're worthy today of your own best effort in your own life. And there's nobody but you that's responsible for that. So no matter what position you are in your life to decide on anything today, like, you're your own like best life investment, like forever. Mm.
What about you, Lisa?
Well, I guess I would just close it off with the words from another client who just said she got the very best insight and felt like she was turned into a thought work ninja. Those were her words. And, you know, and it is like having the best accountability partner you could possibly have, right? Somebody who you can talk up to about anything, and they're just going to help you figure it out. We aren't there to judge or to, you know, anything like that at all. We just help you figure out what's going on for you. We'll see around corners you may not have even known to look for. So I just love it.
Amazing. Judith.
I like to tell my clients that, you know, I'm like a knowledge broker. I have so much information, so much knowledge, so much wisdom. And the more I coach, the more wisdom I get. And why not have someone in your life who can be that knowledge broker for you? You have questions, you have goals, you have things you want to do with your life, and you have weight loss goals. So get in there, get your goals.
Well, I will end us with, I've been doing this a long time, and it is so normal to have doubts and to not be 100% on board and to not, you know, 100% believe that this can work for you. And so I just want to offer you that it's our job as coaches to believe in you until you believe in yourself. I know for all of us, that was Corinne did that for us, right? She believed in us, and she's believed in me for a long time. And it's just been such a gift. And let us do that for you until you believe in yourself, and because you deserve it, and you are worth it. And we are here for you. All right. All right, y'all. Thanks so much again for jumping on with me today. It was so much fun. Everybody have a great weekend. And again, if you have any further questions, just reach out and we will get them answered. All right. Take care. Bye, y'all.